What is going on, all you beautiful people out there? See, if no one told you you're beautiful today, I just fucking did. What's going on? Welcome to episode 45 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. I know you guys are looking for your Being the Elite review, especially because I didn't get one out last week, but I kind of let you guys know why. But let's get into this week's episode. It's Being the Elite number 234, and it is entitled Cowboy Day. So this is a shorter episode of Being the Elite than what has been, I guess, custom for the last little while. This one was just over 15 minutes in running time, and they didn't have a lot of segments on this episode. I think some of it is because right now there's so many things going on, we know, with All Elite and their partnerships with other companies, that they're kind of holding their cards close to their chest right now. So that would be my educated guess as to why this show this week was a little bit shorter, again, with not as many segments as we're used to seeing. But let's get into it. We start off with footage of Hangman Page agreeing to partner with Silver and Reynolds from last week's Dynamite. So we know this week coming up on Dynamite, they will be pairing together. We then see footage from when Hangman leaves, and Reynolds says that he has an idea to turn things up. He says he's got two words: Cowboy Day. Silver is excited by this idea, and he says, let's round them up, and they go. Next, we go to footage from the Cutler cam of the Young Bucks versus the Hybrid 2 from last week's Dynamite. Pretty much what we saw, just shot from a different angle on a different camera. Next, we go to Hangman. He is walking backstage. Silver and Reynolds stop him. Alex Reynolds says that they want to talk some strategy for their match. Hangman agrees to 5 minutes, but he doesn't want to go into the Dark Order lair. However, Silver and Reynolds are able to convince him. The Dark Order lair is decked right out. It is decorated with cowboy-themed decorations. There's a Howdy Partner banner and some cowboy posters put up. And the Dark Order is all wearing cowboy hats. John Silver explains to Hangman that today is Cowboy Day. Colt Cabana starts swinging a lasso. Evil Uno says he's got bags of money. Anna Jay has Hangman's favorite whiskey. Stu Grayson then asks Hangman if he wants to ride 10. Hangman, of course, is confused, and 10 appears dressed up as a horse. Hangman decides to get a ride from 10 and gives him a piggyback ride, and the Dark Order start cheering. John Silver tells Hangman to hold his horses, and he says that Hangman is riding his steer. John Silver tells 10 to put Hangman down, and he does. And then John Silver challenges Hangman Page to a draw. Next, we go to Kip Sabian challenging Leva Bates to a video game. Penelope Ford is massaging Kip's shoulders, and Miro is also there watching. Kip starts playing, and it's quite obvious that Leva isn't trying at all. Kip wins and starts bragging about how he's the best. Leva says it was a good game, and she leaves. Miro then tells Kip that she let him win. Kip doesn't believe it at first, but it starts sinking in. Miro leaves, and then Kip Sabian, he's just pissed. He's realized that he's been had, and he's not too happy about that. We then go back to the Dark Order standoff. They all have their finger guns pointed at each other. Anna Jay has Stu Grayson hostage. Hangman says that they have a hostage situation here. Anna Jay says she's got good news and bad news. The good news is she's saving money on her car insurance. The bad news is that she's the bad news, and she shoots Stu Grayson. Everyone then starts shooting each other, and there's some special effects added so that their finger guns are smoking as they shoot. We also see footage of what it really looks like, where they're making their own sound effects and quite clearly just using finger guns. Everyone is shot. Hangman Page is the last man standing. We see that John Silver is still hanging on. Hangman Page says, "Hey, Johnny, you feeling hungry?" John Silver says, "You don't have the balls." Hangman Page shoots him and tells the Dark Order he had fun. He leaves. Then the Dark Order realize that they didn't ask Hangman to join the Dark Order, and they are pretty disappointed. Next up, we go to a speaking Spanglish segment with Alex Abrahantes. Dasha interrupts and says she needs to talk with him. She brings him to a table, and Sammy Guevara, Santana, Ortiz, Dasha, and someone else I didn't recognize, so I apologize for that, tell him it's a Spanglish intervention. They are concerned about him hanging out with the Dark Order. Ortiz says they're a gang that does shady things. Alex says, "Aren't you part of the inner circle? And don't you guys jump people?" They realize that they have no ground to stand on, and they say that they're out. Alex says that they should pray about it. They start praying as Alex is using his phone, as well as defending the Dark Order and why he's spending time with them, such as he's lonely. All of a sudden, some empanadas arrive and everyone's excited and they go to get them. And Alex uses this opportunity to run away. I don't know. That segment fell really short for me. I didn't enjoy it at all. I've said in the past that the speaking Spanglish skits are either hit or miss, and for me, this one was a total miss. Yeah, wasn't a fan of this. Next up, though, was our Being the Elite Championship. John Silver is going to be defending against Captain Sean Dean in a game of skits. So they're each going to take colored Skittles and they're going to throw three of them. The one closest to the crack without going in the crack is the winner. So Captain Sean Dean is with Orange Cassidy, Trent, Chuck Taylor, and Jerry Lynn. Love seeing Jerry Lynn. And John Silver is with Evil Uno and Alex Reynolds. So John Silver ends up winning, but Brandon Cutler's camera's battery died, so they have to do it again as they have no footage. If John Silver wins, it's over. If Captain Sean Dean wins, they'll have a third match. So they start to play again, and of course, John Silver picks up the victory. He says he's the most dominant champ. He was the mustard boy, now he's a Skittles boy. All right, that was the end of Being the Elite for this week. Like I said, there wasn't too much on here. Again, I just think they're holding a lot close to the chest right now. I did enjoy the cowboy skits with Hangman, Adam Page, and the Dark Order. I really enjoyed those. I think they were funny. I thought it was well done. I really liked the special effects that were added to make it look more realistic. And I also liked how they showed us what it really looked like to someone who would just, like, I don't know, maybe look in the Dark Order lair and see what was going on. I thought that was pretty clever. Again, they're still teasing the Dark Order trying to recruit Hangman Adam Page. So it's just a continuation of that. Other than that, there really wasn't much here. A little shorter episode, like I said. And I don't know. I wasn't terribly impressed. I wanted more, I have to say. But that's all that I have for this Being the Elite review. I will be back tomorrow with my Impact review, so make sure you check that out. Check out all of our shows on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. We have something for everybody, so definitely check it out. As I said, I will be back soon, but I want to wish all you guys a wonderful day. Be good to one another. Be good to yourself. And just remember, it's all one love.